I want to continue a little bit longer. That particular message on forgiveness, that special on forgiveness, was recorded on the 27th of September 2013. I want to bring it right up to date now. I feel it's really important. Over the last week or so, I've been going through a vicious spiritual attack. Vicious. I ask myself, did I deserve it? Well, that is a question I shouldn't be asking. All I know is God Almighty allowed it to happen. I'm not going to give you the details, there's no point in that, but I can say this. I was praying with a brother who has, over the last months, become very close to me. His name's Graham. And I'm going to give him due prominence. Because he realized there was something going on. He realized spiritually I was under attack. And yesterday we prayed. Now the person who was at the center of this spiritual attack, I had to forgive. And it took everything in me to be able to forgive with my will. And I forgave with my will. I began to pray with Graham. And he said something amazing when we were praying. He said, what I want you to do is I want you to go back to the day you were born. Take your mind back to the day you were born. And then I want to bring you right up to date to now, this moment. And then he prayed. He said, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that David is forgiven for every sin he has committed from the day he was born to right at this moment. I pray this in Jesus' name. And he then said to me, you're going to get emotional in a moment. And I wasn't feeling emotional at all. And I said, okay. And then he prayed for God's peace and for his joy. He said, I'm expecting the emotion any moment. And then suddenly, I began to cry. I began to cry. And that attack just went away. Completely went away. And I was left an emotional mess, if you like. But then he said, the peace and the joy is coming now. And it came. Beloved, that's how important forgiveness is. That is how important it is to forgive that person who has hurt you. You cannot do it with your emotion. It's impossible. You cannot possibly do it with your emotion. You need to do it with your will, with your decision-making process. I make that decision. I will forgive that person because I will not be bound any longer by unforgiveness. If you speak to a secular psychologist, that psychologist will tell you very clearly that unforgiveness brings about bitterness. That's a fact of life. And if you are in unforgiveness, you might well feel bitter now and again. That's because that is the byproduct of unforgiveness. But in the name of Jesus, all of that can go. All you need to do is to say, with my will, I will forgive. I know I've just said that on the hour one nugget, but I just need to reiterate it. I feel it's important to reiterate it because now, from yesterday, I had a personal experience and it is a testimony of God's goodness in our lives. Now, when I look back at my life and I think about the sin I've committed in my life, it doesn't bear thinking about. But Jesus says, when it's forgiven, it's gone. It's no longer covered up, but it is gone. As far as the east is from the west, the Bible tells us, it is gone. And so therefore, when we forgive, it needs to go in the name of Jesus. And I want to pray this now. Heavenly Father, you know who have been praying. You know who have been praying for unforgiveness. And that person who has prayed that prayer of unforgiveness and has now released that other person who hurt them with their will, they have forgiven with their will. Lord God Almighty, I pray in the name of Jesus that the emotion comes now. As I am bringing this word, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that the emotion floods in right now as they are listening to this broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want you to do this with me now. It's an amazing thing. It is so amazing. I want to take you back to the day you were born. You can't remember it, I know you can't, but just go back there to the day you were born. And now I'm going to bring you right up to today, right now, right at this moment. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that from the day of my birth to right now, at this moment, I ask you to forgive me for any sin that I have committed that you haven't forgiven me for. I pray this now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. What are you going to do now? You're just going to wait on God. You're going to wait on the Lord Jesus Christ, because I believe he is going to bring the emotion. And as you feel the tears come, I know you will sense the peace. And I know you will sense the love. And I know in Jesus' name you'll sense the joy, because he is magnificent. Beloved, he is so worthy to be praised. Just rest in it now. Rest in it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to worship, and as we worship, give him the glory, give him the praise, and give him the honor that is due his holy name, because he loves you so very, very much. He adores you so much that God sent his son to die on the cross at Calvary. This is called grace to grace. Worship him.
If love endured that ancient cross, how precious is my Savior's blood. Your beauty of heaven wrapped in my shame. The image of love upon death's ring. Victorious.
My Savior's God,
Grace to grace.